This story begins the way some modern love stories do. A meeting, a discovery online, a meeting in person, and love at first sight. Only this isn't a story about a person. It's about a 20-pound dash hound dog named Josie. My scarf. In 2013, when my husband and I lived in Massachusetts with our two cats, we decided to adopt a dog. We found Josie online through an adoption agency, and they had rescued her from an animal hoarder who had 30 other dogs. They told us that Josie was really sweet, that she was great with cats, and that she was leash trained. Well, shortly after we brought her home, we found out that some of these were only half-truths. She was really sweet and cuddly and loved her belly rub, but if you got too close to her face or if she heard paper rustling, she'd get really scared. And any time our cats got close to her or her bed, she would lunge across the room and snap at them, sometimes getting some fur. When we took her for a walk, she was comfortable having the leash attached to her collar, but anytime she saw another dog or person, she went from our sweet girl to this like vicious, snarling, lunging dog, like all she wanted to do was go attack that other dog. And at first I just thought it was because she was like in a new environment and she didn't know our neighborhood. But the behavior continued, and I started to worry it was a permanent part of her nature. And it got to the point where walking her was such an ordeal, I didn't even want to do it anymore. We couldn't be outside for more than like 2 minutes before we saw another dog or person. She went crazy, and I was like dragging her by the leash to try to get her back inside, and she was choking because she was pulling so hard. And then people started recognizing us and like crossing the street to go the other way, or sometimes they would just turn around and walk away. So honestly, I was really embarrassed, and I was also frustrated why Josie couldn't be like the other calm dogs in our neighborhood. So my husband and I hired a dog trainer for help, and she told us that Josie was fear reactive, which means that whenever she felt threatened, she acted in an aggressive way. And the dog trainer also noticed that Josie had an indentation on the top of her head that was probably from a dog bite. So I started to see Josie differently. She wasn't like an unruly, disobedient dog. She had 5 years of trauma and anxiety stored up in her from the time she spent with the animal hoarder, and I can only imagine that she probably had to rely on herself and protect herself from these other dogs. Anxiety was something that I could relate to. I've had anxiety and anxiety attacks since I was a kid. There's a lot of triggers for them, but back when I had Josie, one of my triggers, like Josie, was going for a walk by myself. The further away I got from my house, the more anxious I felt. My heart would start racing, and I had this weird detached feeling, kind of like I was like floating and I wasn't grounded. So here I was, anxious me, anxious, fearful Josie, and I was wondering, like, how would we ever get to a place where we could actually go outside and go for a walk? But I had made a promise to Josie when I brought her home that I would protect her, and I had to be her advocate. Over the course of our training, very slowly, things started to change for me and Josie. It started with me pretending to be confident. When we saw another dog or person, I'd stand tall, like, you know, confident people do. And I would just tell Josie over and over again, it's okay, it's okay. All the while, my heart was racing with anxiety about how should we act. But over time, just repeating that to myself and her, she started looking up to me when we went by another dog or a person for reassurance. And whenever I felt my anxiety coming on, I said, well, Josie can overcome this. I can overcome this too. So I'd take a deep breath. I'd hold her leash really tight. I'd pet her soft fur, and my heart would stop racing, and I would feel grounded again. And over time, Josie and I learned how to rely on each other and help each other overcome our anxieties so that our walks went from these fearful, anxious experiences to one that were really enjoyable and an escape from stress. I loved walking Josie alone in the morning when everyone else was asleep. It felt like we were the only ones out there, seeing things that other people didn't see. We'd see fox run across the road, we'd see animal tracks in the snow, and we saw so many beautiful sunrises together. Over the course of our 10 years, Josie and I took a lot of walks. We also moved back to Maryland. My husband and I had two kids, and you can imagine that it brought its own set of challenges and anxieties. In the middle of the night, when I was pacing the hallway with a newborn baby, Josie was next to me. When I was sitting on the rug with an unruly toddler who refused to sleep, Josie was in my lap, and just the weight of her head against my leg let me know that everything was going to be okay. But as our lives got busier, Josie started to slow down, especially when she turned 15. First she lost her hearing, then she lost her eyesight, then she became incontinent and was in a diaper like my toddler. And my husband and I tried everything we could to ease her pain and her aging, but it got to the point where she couldn't really walk anymore and she didn't even want to be outside. At the time, I was reading a book by Stephen King called Fairy Tale, where a young boy takes his senior aging dog, Radar, to another world, and he battles monsters and giants to put his dog on a sundial that turns back years on his dog's life to make the dog younger again. And as I was reading this story, crying, all I could think about was how I wanted to do this for Josie. I wanted to put her on the sundial and get those years back. But I wasn't in a fairy tale. I was in reality. And once again, I had to be Josie's advocate, but in a much harder way. My husband and I made the difficult decision to put Josie down because she just couldn't live her life the way she deserved to. After we lost Josie, I didn't think I could find another dog that I could love again or bond with the way I did with her. But as love does, I decided to give it another go. For a few months, I filled out applications online with rescue agencies, and every time I thought we got close to finding a dog, someone else adopted it. I was about to give up, but I went to Josie's urn on our bookcase, and I said, "Josie, can you help us find another dog who needs a home just like you did?" Within a week, we brought our four-month-old lab mix Luna puppy home with us. Luna follows me step by step through the house. She's constantly bumping her nose against my leg. And when things get crazy, as it does when you have two little kids, Luna gives me this intense look, and she comes up and she puts her nose right in front of my mouth like she's saying, "I got you, Mom." And everything feels okay again. And just like I did with Josie, I walk Luna down our road, only this time we can go as far as we want to without any anxiety. Thank you.